This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was on my show last month. We're talking about no other than Tego Cyber Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. With us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Ms. Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, you, like I said, you were on the show about a month ago. And for those that missed that interview, can you please maybe give us just a quick overview of what Tego Cyber is all about?
Tego Cyber is a cybersecurity, specifically a cyber threat intelligence company. And we are headquartered and located in Las Vegas, Nevada. We incorporated back in September of 2019 and started research and development of our product, which is a threat intelligence platform. And one of the things that we're doing that's a bit different is that a lot of companies will provide threat data to enterprises in being, you know, hey, this IP address is bad. But they stop at that information. They don't provide additional context. So Tego Cyber, it provides the additional context, kind of the who, what, when, where, how of the threat data. And then also we're integrating into existing cybersecurity tools, which is a bit of a differentiator as well. Cybersecurity has become very fragmented. There's 20 different tools that do 20 different things for enterprises, and that causes a lot of overhead, a lot of time wasted for security operations teams. So Tego is saying, we'll give you this idea of a single pane of glass, but we'll integrate our threat intelligence platform into the leading cybersecurity platforms that enterprises are already using.
You know, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about getting your product out, still in beta testing form. That being said, where are we at in the development of your application as of today?
So about a month ago, we started beta testing with a Fortune 500 company, and we have now expanded it to include a top 10 leading financial institution and some smaller organizations, because for us, it's very important to get customer feedback on the look and feel as well as the data that we're providing to our customers. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on, is listening to our customers, understanding their frustrations and the shortcomings of the solutions that are out there now, and making sure that we're filling the gap and fulfilling their needs. So we're taking a bit of extra time in our beta testing to really get a lot of customer feedback about what we've built and if it is meeting their needs. We expect our beta testing to be completed within the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to move on to our commercial launch with our Splunk SIM integration tool.
What are your plans to the market, your initial version of these applications and moving forward?
One of the nice things about our integration with Splunk is that they have something called Splunk Base, which is very much like the app marketplace for an iPhone or an Android phone. And they host applications built for their platform in Splunk Base. So we'll be targeting existing Splunk users through Splunk Base, as well as we'll have both an inside sales team as well as channel partners being value-added resellers or consultancy firms, managed security service providers, really those that are helping supplement enterprises and the lack of resources that there are within cybersecurity. I don't know if you know, but in the U.S. alone, there's about 500,000 vacant cybersecurity positions that won't be filled over the next year just because there's not enough resources with the skills that are needed.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's a big gap right now for cybersecurity professionals.
Your stock's currently trading around 69.5 cents a share. That being said, if investors wanted to find out more about Tego Cyber, what would you suggest?
you can always visit our website at tegocyber.com. That's T-E-G-O cyber.com, as well as we're very active on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Tego Cyber, posting information about cybersecurity threats and trends and everything that's out there, as well as you could call our office at 855-939-0100.
And what was it that you really wanted my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Just really getting the news out there. We've been operating in stealth for quite some time with our product, but it's just about to go out to commercial launch. So just getting the word out there about Tego, about the gaps that we're filling, and build some of the excitement and some of the knowledge about the company.
Shannon Wilkinson has been my guest today. The stock that we're highlighting here on Stock Day Podcast is Tego Cyber Inc. Again, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. Shannon, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.